Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos.
And Sister Amen.
We have a edification audio to make. Why do we make these, Sister Amen?
To edify people, hopefully.
Yeah, hey, that's right. That's why we do these. Today was an awesome, beautiful day. What did we do, Sister Amen? We went out and we
flew some gospel signs and thousands of people saw.
Yeah, we picked a busy highway. And I had a big sign that said, Savior, not Super Bowl, because today was their worldly Super Bowl event.
Yeah.
And we flew gospel signs, and it's always peaceful out there.
Yeah, even though it's loud and noisy, it's peaceful in our mind.
Yeah, with all the traffic rushing by and everything, yeah.
Yeah,
and
it's okay.
I really enjoy that. And so, yeah, that was pretty much our day. And then we worked online. We got some posts done, got some things put up online on the website. Today was not a travel day for us.
Yeah.
Today I want to talk about with Sister Amen. What's our title today, Sister Amen? Did we agree on this? Excuses to not follow and obey.
Yeah.
Well, explain that.
We're always getting these excuses from people. Oh, I can't do that for God or Jesus just because of this and that. And we came up with a handful of excuses and refutations of them.
Yep, yep.
Like, here, I'll just give you an example.
But hold on, I'm going to read...
Oh, I'm sorry.
I tell you what, let me read the scripture verse that kind of sets the table for this. And then you get to read...
Oh, I actually have the two...
You get to read the excuses.
Oh, okay.
Let me read Luke 14, 16 through 20. Then said he unto him, A certain man made a great supper and bid many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them, We're bidden, come, for all things are ready now. And they all with one consent began to make excuses.
Yep.
First they said unto him, I bought a piece of ground. I must needs go see it. I pray thee have me excused. Another said, I bought 5 yoke of oxen and I've got to go prove and test them. Pray thee have me excused. And another said, I've married a wife and therefore I cannot come. Nothing but a bunch of excuses, huh, Sister Emma?
Right. And then I also want to add Matthew 25. Verse 5 and 6, it's of the same account, but it's got a couple different excuses.
Yeah, go for it.
But they made light of it, this is after the invitation, and went their ways. We see that a lot. Make light of it, laughing and joking. And they went on their way, one to his farm, another to his merchandise, and the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them.
Yeah. Making nothing but a bunch of excuses.
Yeah.
We hear it all the time in the streets. When we preach the gospel, the churchianity people... sometimes the worldly people, well, churchianity is worldly, the non-believers will make excuses too, but mostly this is aimed at people that believe on Christ, and they just make excuses about why they can't do this, can't do that. Sister Amen, we came up with about 8 reasons. Why don't you read them for us?
Yeah.
There could be a whole bunch, but...
Yeah, we just grabbed a few.
Yeah.
This is a big common one, especially for women. It's too hot to dress that way.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I get too hot, and I can't wear dresses.
They can't cover their head. They can't wear long dresses yet.
They'll dress up in costumes like we saw pirates.
We went to the pirate preach, and they're all dressed up in thick, hot clothing, but they do that for their pride and vanity in their events.
Yeah.
But you can't do it for God.
No, right.
By the way, our clothes isn't hot. We actually stay very cool in our clothing.
We do.
That's another whole topic.
Yeah. Another one is, they can't remember scriptures. I can't remember scriptures.
Yeah, they can remember their 401k, the sports teams, their political heroes, but they can't remember scripture.
Yep.
Songs, they got the words to songs memorized, worldly songs. They can't memorize scripture.
Nope. Don't have time to read the Bible. I'm too busy.
Too busy, but yet they have time for, we see them at their idle hobbies and sports and... worldly events.
They watch movies. We see them sitting on their phones.
Hunting and fishing.
Movies.
Yep.
Yeah. Here, we've heard this one sometimes from the older people. Well, I can't read very good.
Yep. Yeah.
But yet you see them on their phones. They're reading text messages.
Right.
And they're going on websites.
They drive fine.
They know how to order their food.
Yep.
And,
they can see and they can drive fine. Yeah. They go to jobs and they can read fine print on the jobs and all that stuff.
Oh, yeah. Another one is some people say they fall asleep reading.
They fall asleep reading.
Yeah.
The same people watch movies and sports events for hours and hours.
Or cooking shows,
Or cooking shows.
Yeah. And then we've talked to some people trying to help them out, you know, if they would get an app for Greek and Hebrew and help them go deeper. And they're like, oh, I don't know how to use apps on the phone, but yet they know how to navigate the GPS or order their food on the fast food app.
Yeah, one man told me he's not on the internet much, but then we found out he's watching Netflix all the time.
I got a couple left on here. Can't spend the money to travel and to preach the gospel. But what do?
We see them with boats and snowmobiles and ATVs and vacations and hobbies. Yeah. Big cars, big houses, new houses, spending all kinds of money.
Yep.
Not on the kingdom of God, but on their own fleshly indulgences.
Yeah. And then here's one, believe it or not, we've heard this and seen this. Can't leave my family for Christ.
Yeah.
But what do?
Yeah, a lot of times we see division over political things or division over sports teams.
Oh, I know.
They will have division over everything, but when it comes to following Christ and obeying Him, oh, no, can't leave my church or my family for that.
No, uh-uh.
Yeah. So no. There could be a whole bunch more. Again, those are aimed mostly at the churchianity places, and Scripture talks about those who make excuses. It's not going to go well for them in eternity.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because Christ made no excuses when he came and did what he did for us. The Bible makes no excuses. It calls all men everywhere to repent. God gives us the ability to do it, and if we don't do it, there is no excuse.
Right, and when we go on the street, just like when we're at the Pirate Fest, it was a lot of older people.
Yep.
Middle to upper age people.
50s, 60s.
Yeah, we see that a lot down here at our certain events and things. Yeah, and still... I've been calling out women who are claiming to be of Christ. I go through the gospel and share quite a bit of info with them, and then I'm like, what are you doing here? You're not even redeeming the time for the Lord that you say that you're following, and we're going to die soon.
Yep.
You know, it's like they don't even want to give that little bit of a time. They got to use it to indulge it in their flesh. But what do? We still try to reach them.
Oh, yeah.
Try to share the gospel with them.
Yeah, somebody told us we weren't very loving, and I said, how can you say that at the time? He met us out street preaching, striving at an event, trying to call him out of his sin. And then he reached out to us via the email, and I was spending time with him on email and text, trying to edify him and call him out of his sin. And he said, you're not very loving. And I said, sir, what can we tell you? We came, we traveled, we spent our resources to stand out and call you out of your sin. We offer our website, we offer our email, we offer our text.
Our time.
We're trying to entreat you to come. How much more loving can we be, sir? All of this is because of flesh. Ready? I'm going to read Romans 8, 5 through 10. For they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then they that are in their flesh cannot please God. But ye are not in the flesh, talking to true saints, but in the Spirit, so if so, that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his, and if Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is alive because of righteousness. Yeah, we know a tree by its fruit. We see people's fruit. They love their flesh more than they love the Spirit, so it needs to be called out so they can be convicted and turn to the saving of their souls.
Right, amen. We know all about that carnal flesh. That was us before
Christ. Yeah, we had to put that down. We had to be called out by the Word and the Spirit, and that's why we go to do that. The Bible says correct, rebuke, reprove, admonish, teach, preach. That's what we're doing. If we don't warn people about their sin, how do we really love them?
We don't.
The world and churchianity has a corrupt view of what godly love is. The Bible tells us to go and preach the gospel, warn people of the coming wrath, show them the way, and help them if they're willing. If not, Jesus said, let the blind lead the blind.
Yeah, amen. So I would say to any of you sisters or seekers, women seekers who might be looking and thinking and pondering, if you're making any of these excuses, you're in danger.
Yeah. What one thing will you lack? People say it all the time when I ask them. Yeah, Adam and Eve got thrown out for one sin. Two priests got killed for one sin. In Acts 5, a couple were killed for one sin, one lie. What one thing, what one excuse are you lacking And if you died today, you're going to be in that and left outside the kingdom of God, because Christ's blood does not cover you universally for all your sin if you hold to sin and excuses.
Right. Amen. We don't want that.
No. Amen. All right. We're going to leave it right there. Anything else, Sister Ahmed?
No, I'm just thankful that we have the truth and we're willing to do whatever it takes for the Lord, His glory, and to share it with people who are blinded within themselves.
Amen.
Maybe we can help some people see past that and into the light.
I like how Paul said it. Try to help them escape the snare of Satan if God will preaventure allow him to.
Right. So I would just encourage you, examine yourself lest you be a reprobate.
Amen. All right. We're going to leave it right there. Love you all. Check out the Ecclesia Gathering area. More audios for you. Headed down the road tomorrow, getting ready and working towards our next event and sharing the gospel every day.
Amen.
Love you all. May God be praised.